This time, we're joined by Louisiana's representative of the 5th Congressional District, Representative Vance McAllister, with a live in-house segment. Congressman, welcome.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me here.
Glad that you are here. And, well, what issues are you hearing? Because one of the things, you're in the district on tour, visiting several cities throughout last week and this week as well. Town hall meetings taking place. What are some of the issues that you're hearing and you're addressing in these meetings?
Well, you know, Bob, it's kind of interesting that, you know, we are doing the town halls and trying to make sure we take the office and the staff to the district, because it's such a large district, and make sure they have access to me as a congressman and to the district staff and just the office in general to know what we can do to help. And it seems like when you turn on the news, the same issues people are concerned about everywhere we go is always health care. That's always the big issue on everyone's mind. And then right now with border security, the immigration problem, everybody seems to be concerned about that. But still, people have not forgotten about the VA system. Even though that the president signed the bill last week for the new VA bill, they all realize that we have not fixed it. And for them to be touting and acting like that we've done something, all of a sudden the media's kind of let it go away. They still, because we have so many veterans, they still know, they see that they hadn't seen the changes, and they want to see the fix. So those are the main issues that keep coming up. And, of course, jobs. Jobs are always a big subject in the 5th District.
Yeah, and now the Louisiana Job Connection, which opens next week, the website, matching employers to job seekers. So hopefully some things moving forward in that. You mentioned immigration, a big topic as of late. Do you see the president moving ahead with executive action regarding immigration?
You know, we passed the bill before we left, and we got the bill over to the Senate, you know. And I call upon Senator Landrieu and Senator Vitter to do something. You know, do what we did as a Louisiana delegation and bring the House back together to do something to fix, to put something before the Senate. I'm not saying what that is, but we put good policy in front of them. Now it's for them to call upon their body of work, and let's get something passed. Let's deal with it. You know, the president asked for $3.7 billion. We all know whenever anybody in Washington asks for, if they need a dollar, they ask for two. So we knew that when the $3.7 billion wasn't what they needed, we went through, dissected, figured out what they did need, what it could help, put the money there that they did need, did it at a zero offset to the budget so it didn't cost our children any extra money in the future. It's there. It's there to help. So, I mean, if we're serious about attacking the solution, then let's go to work. Let's get out of the press. Let's close the doors, and let's find a real solution that'll move forward and do it. If not, then I believe the president will take executive order, and we're going to be back up. We're going to be back up there trying to figure out how to fix another mess, because us as a body didn't work to get something done.
You know, and Congressman, that's one of the things I've heard. In fact, a report earlier talking about just getting the system moving. Is everything in place to move forward with some type of legislation on immigration?
Oh, it is. Well, not as far as with immigration, just border security right now.
Okay, yeah.
No, we still have the big monster of immigration to tackle, and what's been going on for decades. It's that's got us in the shape that we are, to where you have so many in this country that are not paying into the system, that are enjoying our health care, enjoying our school system, I mean, enjoying everything that normal tax-paying citizens enjoy. It's got to be addressed.
Yeah. One thing I did want to touch upon is you filed legislation over mineral rights regarding England Air Park. Bring us up to date. What prompted you to respond to that issue?
Well, it's kind of more back to the government can do what they want, but they don't have to play by the same rules as everybody else. So back when the government took England, back when it was England Air Force Base, the community of Alexandria gave the land to, they donated it. They donated it to the United States of America for the military base, for the England Air Force. Well, whenever they got tired of the, whenever they shut down the base and decided they didn't need it no more, they gave back the land to what is now England Air Park, which is back to the community of Alexandria. Well, they gave back everything but the mineral rights. So they gave back the surface rights, but they didn't get back the mineral rights. So now you've got an economic development going on down there, but they have to be careful about what they do, because at any point in time, because of the mineral rights, the government who owns them can come in and allow anyone to drill here, drill there, do whatever they want to do. If the mineral, and we don't know if anything's there or not, but the possibility, you can't develop an ongoing project not knowing what might happen. You don't want to do a beautification project with an oil rig that shoots up right in the middle of your golf course. So, what's right, what's fair, we give it to you. You never did nothing with it. If you drilled wells in all of them, by all means, keep the minerals you're getting. But now give us back the possibility of if there ever happens to be anything, then the money goes back to the people of the community. Because what do you need it for when you return to Air Force Base?
Yeah, is this unprecedented? Has there been cases that you reviewed in creating this legislation?
It's happened elsewhere, but usually most other places have not developed like the England Air Park Authority has done to make such a economically driven park
right.
as they have done it. I mean, that, if you go look, we have taken the Air Force Base that came back from England Air Park as a community and developed it into something that is very, very key to Fort Polk, even though it's not a military installation anymore. It's very key to Fort Polk and the deployment and redeployment of troops and all that come. It's very significant into FEMA and emergency relief. I mean, we do so much stuff from England Air Park that has become so vital. Most time when bases get abandoned, they just get abandoned and nobody cares. The community might use them for ballparks and things like that. But no, it's not unprecedented. Just no one's ever done the economic growth to where they really needed to make sure they protected their interest.
Louisiana's representative from the 5th Congressional District, Vance McAllister. And again, Congressman, thank you for joining us live in studio this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.